Today's Namaste Yoga continues our Yoga Stories 2 series and the Ayurdehi mantra with nourishing the circulating flow of energy. Hello and welcome to Namaste Yoga 242. We're here at the Esquimalt Lagoon. And thank you for joining us. Thank you to Squeezed Yoga Clothing for my clothes. Today I'm wearing a long sleeve bamboo shirt and a long pants that are gray charcoal leggings. And thanks to Dusky Leaf for our props. Today you're going to need a yoga mat, a folded blanket or meditation cushion. You're going to need blocks and a strap. Just to let you know about a couple of things that are coming up in Namaste Yoga land, we are running our Mentor with Melissa course again this fall, starting in September. So if you're interested in becoming a part of that, you can check out melissawest.com/mentorwithmelissa. Okay, let's get started. Go ahead and rest back on your back. Actually, we have a testimonial first. So I have a testimonial from Heidi from Germany on SpeakPipe.
Hi, dear Melissa. I'm Heidi from Germany. Just want to say a heartfelt thank you for your newsletters. You can explain and show all the yoga posters so very clearly and so very well. You are really an amazing human being. I wish you lots of success further on. And, of course, also a very pleasant time in your new location where you moved now. Lots of love, Heidi.
Thank you, Heidi. And we love hearing from you, your feedback, your awarenesses, your insights about your practices. You can leave them or find out instructions on how to leave them at thankyoumelissa.com. Believe it'll be on the screen. Okay, go ahead and rest back. Let's get started. I want to value and honor your time by starting our practice as soon as we can. Let's go ahead and lie back. Tuck your shoulder blades underneath you. Bend your knees. Place your feet flat on the floor. Press into your feet and lengthen out through your tailbone. Check in with your low back. If that feels tender at all today, you can leave your knees bent and your feet flat on the floor. If not, then you can lengthen your legs out long. Take a deep breath in through your nose and let it fall out of your mouth. And allow yourself to arrive here now. So begin by focusing your breath in around your heart center. Feeling your breath center at your heart. Then allow your sense of breath to expand outward to include your whole torso. So breathing into your whole torso, right up to your armpits and all the way down into your pelvic bowl. Thank you. Now let your breath expand all the way out into your limbs, as far as your fingertips, and into your toes, out the crown of your head. Now we're going to take this breath in three parts. So you're going to first breathe into the center at your heart. Breathe into your heart. Then you're going to breathe in a little bit more into your torso. And then you're going to expand your breath all the way out into your limbs, out into your fingertips and your toes. So expand it all the way out to your periphery and hold your breath. Allow that breath to circulate all the way through your entire being. And then exhale. Breathe into your heart center. Breathe into your torso. And breathe all the way out into your limbs, all the way into the periphery of your being. Allow that breath to nourish and circulate, and then breathe out. Breathe into your heart center. Breathe into your torso. Breathe out into the tips of your fingers and all the way down to your toes, through your limbs, out to the periphery of your body. Allow that nourishing energy to circulate through your whole being. And exhale. Breathe into your heart center. Breathe into your torso. Breathe all the way out through your limbs, into the tips of your fingers and your toes, out the crown of your head. Allow that nourishing energy to circulate through your entire being. And exhale. Breathe into your heart center. Breathe into your torso. Breathe into your limbs, out through your arms and your legs, into your fingertips and your toes. Allow that energy to circulate through your entire being as you hold your breath in. And then exhale. And now return to breathing normally and feel the effects of this breath practice on your body, your thoughts, your emotions, your energy, your spirit. And then grab your strap and we'll practice Supta Padang Ustasana, hand to big toe pose. So go ahead and take your strap and place it around the balls of your right foot. And draw your right leg in towards your torso, stretching out the back of your right leg. So stretching out your limbs here, your legs. Maybe we'll connect with that breath again here. So breathe into your heart center. Breathe into your torso. Breathe into your limbs. Allow that breath to circulate. And then exhale. Breathe into your heart center. Breathe into your torso. Breathe into your limbs. And breathe out. And one more time, breathe into your heart center. Breathe into your torso. Breathe all the way out into your limbs, all the way to your toes, to your fingertips. Allow that prana to circulate through your entire being. And then exhale. And then take your left arm out beside you. Sink down through your left leg and your left arm. And open your right leg out beside you. Feel that expansion from your core out through your limbs here. And then draw your right leg back to the center and lower your right leg down. And just feel the difference between your right and left side of your body. And then go ahead and hook up your left foot, placing your strap around the ball of your left foot and drawing your left leg in to stretch out the back of your left leg. And then we'll return to that breath that we used at the beginning. So breathing into your heart center, breathing into your torso, and then breathing all the way to the extremities of your limbs, your fingers and toes, allowing that breath to circulate, and then exhale. Breathe into your heart center. Breathe into your torso. Breathe into your limbs. Pause and allow that prana to circulate. And then exhale. And one more time, breathe into your heart center. Breathe into your torso. Breathe all the way into your limbs. And then exhale. Now take your right arm out to the side to ground you and extend through your limbs. Sink down through your right leg and open your left leg out to the side. Feel yourself moving from your center out to your periphery here. Like the spokes on a wheel. And then you're going to draw your left leg back to the center and lower your left leg down. And just take a moment here to feel the effects of your practice. And then bend your knees, and you can either rock yourself up or roll yourself to the side. You can put your strap off to the side and come up to kneeling for lunge pose. So you're going to walk your left leg through. For lunge pose, sink down through your front left foot and feel that sense of centeredness here, and then expand out into the periphery. So reach up through your fingertips, reach out into your limbs, into your arms here. And then go ahead and release this side from your body and walk your left leg back and walk your right leg through. Sink down through your front right foot. Come upright so you feel a stretch in the front of your left hip. Also a sense of centeredness right here in your pelvis. And then reach up through your arms so you're expanding out through your limbs and up through your fingertips, allowing your shoulders to drop down your back as well. And then go ahead and release this side from your body and turn so that you're lengthwise on your mat and take your right leg out to the side. So again, feel that dropping. We'll let your center be your pelvis here, and you're going to reach your left arm up, reach up through your limbs, through your fingertips, reach down through your limb of your leg to the outside edge of your right leg there, and you're going to reach up and over so that you're extending through the limbs of your arm and the limbs of your leg here. And then come on up, and we'll repeat to the other side. So this time you'll stand on your right leg, extend your left leg out. So reach out through that limb. Your center will be your pelvis. Bring your arms up, reach up through your right fingertips, come up and over. If your hand is on your knee, you're gonna bend your elbow like I did on the other side. And reach through your leg and your arm. So find that center in your pelvis, in your heart, and then extend through your limbs. And then slowly come upright and find a comfortable way to sit, either in a chair or on a meditation cushion, and we'll do our mantra and mudra. So we're doing the Ayur Dehi mantra with the Mrit San Jivni Mudra. So the way that this works is you place your index finger against the base of your thumb, and then you bring your two middle fingers to your thumb and extend your baby finger. The Mrit San Jivni Mudra is said to strengthen your heart, improve your circulation, and the health of your arteries and veins. And this mantra, the Ayur Dehi mantra that we've been practicing for the past few weeks and we will continue to over the next few weeks, is a mantra for health and nourishment. And the placement of this mantra on or around your body is said to be protection and nourishment for your body and your psyche. So we will chant it three times. The first time we will do it in call and response, and then the second two times we'll sing it together. So I will get you to hold the mudra on your lap and sing it. The mantra will be on the screen on your right, your left side, my right. Either way, it'll be on this side. On the screen. You'll see it. Okay, so let's make, and I will focus on the singing of the mantra. Let's make space for the mantra with a breath and a sigh. Ayurdehi, Ayurdehi, Pranam Dehi, Pranam Dehi, Apanam Dehi, Apanam Dehi, Vyanam Dehi, Vyanam Dehi, Chakshurdehi, Chakshurdehi, Shrotam Dehi, Shrotam Dehi, Mano Dehi, Mano Dehi, Vacham Dehi, Vacham Dehi, Atmam Dehi, Atmam Dehi, Pratishtam Dehi, Pratishtam Dehi, Mam Dehi, Mam Dehi, Mahi Dehi, Mahi Dehi, Ayurdehi, Pranam Dehi, Apanam Dehi, Vyanam Dehi, Chakshurdehi, Shrotam Dehi, Mano Dehi, Vacham Dehi, Atmanam Dehi, Pratishtam Dehi, Mam Dehi, Mahi Dehi, Ayurdehi, Pranam Dehi, Apanam Dehi, Vyanam Dehi, Chakshurdehi, Shrotam Dehi, Mano Dehi, Vacham Dehi, Atmanam Dehi, Pratishtam Dehi, Mam Dehi, Mahi Dehi. So you can stay with the mudra with your eyes closed to receive the teachings for this week. This week we will focus on the third line of the Yajur Dehi mantra. Vyanam Dehi, may the circulating energy be nourished. Vyanam means the outward moving air, and this week we are focusing on moving our energy from the center to the periphery. This Vayu governs your circulation on all levels, from moving food, water, and oxygen throughout your body. Vayu, Vyanam Vayu, Vayu also keeps your emotions and thoughts circulating in your mind rather than getting them stuck. Vyana Vayu also promotes mental circulation, the free flowing of ideas and emotions, and it gives you comprehensiveness, agility, and independence in your mind. Vyana Vayu is our ability of self-expansion. Vyan Vayu assists in all other pranas, their movement. Vyan Vayu is the vital energy in your heart and lungs where your energy expands. On the level of your physical body, Vyana Vayu governs the movement of energy from your navel center throughout your entire body. Vyan Vayu creates the channels going to the peripheral parts of your body, your arms and your legs, your veins and your arteries, your muscles, your sinews, your joints, and your bones. Vyan Vayu is your limbs. It governs the front side of your body, which connects your limbs to the mainly forward moving energy. Vyan Vayu is related to your connective tissues, sinews, and ligaments. When you think of Vyan Vayu, you think of circulation. It governs the movement of prana through the nadis, your energy channels, keeping them open and clear, clean and functioning. So think of growth and expansion. Think of the sun shining down on you at midday. Think of the swell of heat in summer. In fact, Vyan Vayu, through its outward motion, promotes sweating and relieves toxins through your skin. And today, we will circulate and expand our energy outwards in our yoga practice. Let's go ahead and reflect on how this relates to you in your life right now. And then go ahead and form an intention of what it is you're trying to create, sustain, or release in your life. How can this yoga class best serve you today? And then once you've formed your intention, you can go ahead and come out of your seated position and make your way onto all fours. From all fours, spread your fingers. So that would be your periphery. Curl your toes under. There's your periphery again. Inhale here. Exhale, reach your hips back and lengthen up through your legs for Adho Mukha Svanasana. And reach out through your limbs, to your arms and your legs. And I apologize for all the extra sound from the wind here today. And then bend your knees and lower down and grab your blocks. And take your blocks underneath each hand. Take your left foot between your two blocks. Inhale here, curl your right toes under. Exhale, extend out through both legs. So lengthen out through the periphery of your legs as your limbs. For Parshvottanasana. And then turn your right toes out, open your right hip up, and reach your right arm up. So you're extending through your right fingertips. There's your extending out through your limbs. And then go ahead and release this back down. Bend both of your knees. And switch this up so your right leg is between the blocks. Curl your left toes under. Straighten out through both legs. So extend through the limbs of your legs. Okay, little costume change there. Now wearing shorts and a bra cami. Okay, now you're gonna turn your left toes out, drop your right sit bone, open your left hip, and extend up through your left arm and your left fingertips, like the spokes of a wheel. And then you can release that down. Actually, you're gonna walk your left leg in so that you make your way up to standing. Okay, so from standing, we're going to expand outwards with Breath of Joy. So the way that Breath of Joy works is you inhale your arms in front, you inhale your arms out to the side, then you inhale your arms overhead. You exhale, you bend your knees and you fold forward. So inhale front, inhale side, inhale overhead, exhale fold forward. Okay, so inhale, 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 exhale. And think about expanding and circulating your energy outward to the periphery. And one more. And then slowly make your way up to standing. Okay, so we're going to do some wild thing pose as a way of expanding to the from the center of your heart to the periphery. And I'm still dealing with a bad left shoulder, so I'm gonna give lots of modifications for this. And I don't know how it's gonna look, but you guys are gonna have to imagine and follow instructions. And that's part of teaching and part of being a student too, right? Is sometimes having a teacher that's got injuries, dealing with injuries. So yeah, I can't always modify my practice based on how I'm feeling. So let's start with a modified version of the pose and we'll build up into it. So I'm going to get you to start on your left elbow with your knees bent and lift up out of that shoulder, lift your hips and bring your right arm up, extend your right leg, take it behind you and open up and over. So you're going to as much as you can, so my range of motion here is limited right now, but you're gonna as much as you can expand and open here. Okay, so a fuller expression of this pose would be to come up onto your arm, step your leg out behind you and open up and over. And still full, more full would be to come into plank here, step up and over like that. Okay, so find a version that works for you and make sure you breathe through it. Okay, so now we're going to, is that sand blowing? Sand clouds, lovely. Okay, so now we're gonna try this on the other side. I'm gonna see how this feels. So you're gonna be on your right, let's build this up again. Right shoulder, bend your knees back, lift up and away, lift your hips. So reach your leg long, put your arm up, step your leg behind you, and you're gonna lift up and over. Lifting up and over, opening up your heart, reaching up and over. And then you're going to, the next version would be to come up onto your arm. Come up, reach your leg long, step over, and then you're gonna do that same, reaching up and over, opening up, expanding from your center to the periphery. And then the final version, don't take pictures now, Tim, because we're doing modified versions. Thanks. Okay. And then the final version would be to come into full plank with your legs extended. So pull your shoulder back, lift your hips up, reach your arm up, and then you're going to step your leg back, and then you're going to reach up and over, opening up to the side, breathing. Great. Okay, I hope you got the gist of that. Okay, so that's Wild Thing Pose, modified today. And after that, we're gonna come down onto your backs, I believe. Or sometimes it's called flip dog too. Yeah, then we're going to come and sit and do cow's face arms with a seated twist. So this really focuses on expanding from your heart center. So you're going to need your strap for this, probably. You may not, depending on the flexibility of your shoulders. Take your strap and put it up and over your shoulder. Internally rotate your right arm and bring it up your back. And then bring your left arm up and over. So here you're gonna expand from the center of your heart to the periphery. Your periphery is gonna be your elbows. You're gonna reach up, inhale here, exhale, rotate. And then come back to the center, inhale. Exhale, you're going to rotate to the other side. Lifting up and extending through your elbows. So your elbows are your periphery now. And then rotate back to the center. Cross your legs the other way. Take your strap onto the other shoulder. Internally rotate your left arm and bring it up your back. Hold on to your strap. Bring your right arm up and over. Lift up through that right elbow. Inhale. Exhale, rotate through your center. Lift up through your elbow. Inhale, center, and then exhale, rotate to the other side, lift from your heart, reach out to the periphery through your elbows. And then come back to the center. Great, that was challenging posture for sure. At least it was for me and my body. You can let me know if that was challenging for you too. Okay, and then we're going to do one more. And you're going to, you may want to sit, elevate yourself, your hips a little bit for this one. So you sit on a folded blanket or a meditation cushion. And you're going to bend your right leg. And this one I chose because you're going to extend through your limbs in this one. And you're going to inhale here. You're going to exhale. Turn towards your right leg and extend through your right leg. You can place your right hand behind you. So depending on how flexible you are through your legs and in your forward folds, your right leg may be able to extend fully. Okay, sure, no problem. And then let's do that on the other side. Lengthen up tall through your spine. Bend your left leg. Take your right hand to the outside of your left leg. Take your left hand to the base of your spine and lengthen out through your leg. So like spokes on a wheel, extending to the periphery from your center. And then you can release this down. And then you're going to go ahead and rest back for Shavasana before we do our final mantra and mudra. Stay resting back in Shavasana here, and I will sit up myself to share a quote with you. So as always with the quotes, if the quote resonates with you, great, then you can allow it to sink in and take it in. And if it's something that doesn't feel like it fits for you, then just let it wash over and let it go. I wanted to choose a quote from BKS Iyengar this week because he passed this past week at the age of 95, and he had an incredible influence on the world of yoga, particularly the lineage from which I come from. If it weren't for Iyengar, then the lineage that I come from wouldn't exist. Esther Meyer's yoga, where I started my practice, Vonda Scaravelli studied, Esther studied with Vonda Scaravelli, and Vonda Scaravelli studied directly with Iyengar. So Iyengar really influenced the Western world of yoga in a very strong way. So I chose a quote by Iyengar for today's class to honor his passing and his huge influence on the world of yoga. And I think it relates as much as I could find one that related to our theme for today. So Iyengar says, "Yoga is like music. The rhythm of the body, the melody of the mind, and the harmony of the soul create the symphony of life." Yoga is like music. The rhythm of the body, the melody of the mind, and the harmony of the soul create the symphony of life. Just take a few moments to reflect on how this class of Vyan Vayu, moving from the center, nourishing that circulating energy from the center to the periphery, relates to you and your life. And how you're going to carry these teachings with you off your mat and into the world. And then you can gradually allow your breath to deepen. Slowly wiggle and stretch out. And start to make your way up to seated so we can close with the Ayurdhehi mantra and the Mrit San Jivani mudra. So for this mudra, you're going to place your index finger against the base of your thumb. Bring your two middle fingers to your thumb and extend your baby finger. Place that on your thighs. And then we will sing the mantra three times together again to close. Let's make space with breath and a sigh.
Ayurdehi pranam dehi apanam dehi vyanam dehi chakshur dehi shrotam dehi vacham dehi Atmanam dehi, pratishtam dehi, Mam dehi mai dehi. Ayur dehi pranam dehi apanam dehi vyanam dehi chakshur dehi shrotam dehi vacham dehi Atmanam dehi, pratishtam dehi, mam dehi, mayi dehi, ayur dehi, pranam dehi, apanam dehi, Vyanam dehi, chakshur dehi, shrotam dehi, vacham dehi, atmanam dehi, pratishtam dehi, mam dehi, mayi dehi.
Bring your hands together in the Anjali Mudra at your heart center. Sending you much love from beautiful British Columbia. May you experience the strength of our mountains. May you be as rooted as the trees in our forest. Yep, we got some trees back there too. And may your joy be as deep as our Pacific Ocean. Om Shanti, Namaste.
Melissa would love to hear your questions and thoughts. Please leave your comments below the video. Thank you for your reviews on iTunes and YouTube. Your reviews help us to share yoga and a yoga lifestyle with others around the world. If you have a question for Melissa, you can leave a voice message at melissawest.com, and Melissa may answer it in an upcoming blog.